Blog Talk Radio.
Changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Aspen Wasafen. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saobona. In Senegal, Nangade. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, Palestine, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all. Join us live on the on-air radio network. Call 727-731-5192. We want to talk to you.
Absolutely. We're going to be doing a lot of talking tonight, but mostly we're going to hear from my guest, Carrie Sicily, who's an author and an expert on parasites. We're going into the rabbit hole tonight. This is not your usual show about parasites. Let's just prepare. Call your friends. Everything you thought you knew about parasites, you didn't really know, because Carrie's going to bring it home for us. But first, we want to, as usual, we want to hear from you tonight, too. We don't want to do all the talking. After Carrie shares with us the knowledge and the wisdom about this topic, we want you to press 1 if you're in the Blog Talk Radio studio, if you have a comment or a question for my guest, or if you are here in the Facebook studio or YouTube community. We want to hear from you. We're already hearing from Empress Regina, awesome being, beloveds, and we bow to Empress because royalty is in the house tonight. Yes, thank you, Empress, for joining us. But first, as usual, we want to drum in our ancestors. We want some ancestor energy tonight. So we're going to play a little music from Becca Shea, my favorite, one of my favorite Christian artists. And we're going to, if you have a drum, join with us as we hear the music of unity, unity, unity. That's what it's all about, bringing us together. So get your drums and let's have a couple of minutes of drumming to invite all our ancestors to join us tonight. Right.
And hey, let us run some people for God. From every tribe and language, people, every nation. We're warriors of fallen, there's a resurrection coming.
Lift your eyes, rise and shine.
Wake up, you sleeping giant.
The wounds of injustice are being healed by the peace.
All right. Welcome, 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 everybody. We are here in the Blog Talk Radio studio with YouTube. So just let us know what you're thinking tonight. And I want to welcome my beautiful guest, Carrie Cicely, and my neighbor. You're my neighbor, too.
Thank you. Well, where are you at?
I'm in Orlando, Florida.
We are neighbors.
Yeah, I've been up in Ocala a couple of times. It's up there, but yeah, it's kind of cold, but we're the neighbors. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little colder here.
Yeah. Welcome, my dear sister. You are an amazing goddess or soul on this planet. I've watched your documentary, and I would love to read your book. I'm going to work on getting that copy of that book. But thank you for joining me. I know you're a busy lady, and I really appreciate when women are so busy that they can take the time to spend with me to talk about their story, your story. We want to hear your story tonight.
It's a long one, and it's a Tuesday.
Yeah. So, Carrie, I'm really curious where you grew up and how your young life influenced you to become not just an author, but an investigator of what we need these days in 2024.
You know, it's interesting because I had zero desires in my life to ever learn about parasites or write about parasites. You know, I'm just a free spirit kind of person. I've never liked the standard educational system.
Yay!
And so I was not one that out of high school I was going to continue. I was going to conquer the world, you know, and even as a little kid, they used to have these, like, I don't know if we call them infomercials, but they would have all these like hours-long shows of children in like Ethiopia, and they had this great big stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember they would always just ask for a $5 donation. And I would sit there for hours and hours, and I would watch it, and I would cry. It just hurt my heart. And I would ask my mom, can I have $5? And she would never, ever give me $5. And so since I was a little girl, I just always was more of the servitude type of personality where I just wanted to save the world. I just wanted to help. Little did I know I would have a large impact on humanity and their health and well-being.
Absolutely, absolutely. So did you have siblings? Was your father in the house?
Mom, dad, and I had two siblings.
Did you grow up in Ocala?
No, I'm from Pittsburgh, like right outside Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
For some reason, I was thinking your accent was Pittsburgh. But no, I was trying to figure out what's that accent. My ex-husband's from Pittsburgh, so I know the language or the tone. And so Pittsburgh. Oh my goodness, Pittsburgh. So are you a Steelers fan?
You know, and that's another weird thing about me. It's like there's very few people in Hollywood I can name.
Okay.
I've never followed any of them. Same thing with the music industry, movies, none of that. Sports, forget it. I just don't. I've always been focused on conquering and achieving. And, you know, I have four kids, and I invested all of my time in them. We are a working family. So there's no 40 hours of work week here. You know, we'll work 60, 70, 80 hours. You know, I used to work 114 hours a week. So we are a working family. And it shows in all of my children because they're all doing the same thing.
Oh, really?
You know,
okay.
They're out here conquering the world.
Okay.
To get ahead in life.
Now, did you decide not to go to college, or what was your education from elementary?
You have reached the on-air radio network.
That was
please state your name, and you will be entered into our studio. Please keep your phone on mute until you are ready.
And, you know,
please announce yourself.
Only one
host is allowed per show. Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
I cannot comply, and I have never been able to comply, even when I worked for someone else. You know, the political aspect of business is crazy.
To say the least.
I almost flipped it.
Yeah, to say the least.
Yes. You know, because I remember back in the late 80s and early 90s when this whole political correctness started. And that's part of the downfall of what we're seeing today, where everybody's overly sensitive. Nobody can learn because you might say the wrong pronoun. You might say something that's going to offend somebody and you don't mean to. And it comes back to that political correctness that started back in the late 80s. And I'm not one that's going to comply. Things are black and white. It is what it is. We are the way.
Please keep your phone on mute until you are ready to speak.
Just the way God created it. It's man destroying everything.
Please
right?
announce yourself.
We're destroying our health. We're destroying our food. Our soil is toxic. The chemicals that we inject into our children is poison and toxic. Till we get away from the political correctness that so many have learned in these universities, and we actually call things what they are, regardless of what the topic is, nothing will change. And so it's time for the American people to be honest with themselves, truly, down to the soul, honest with themselves about everything. And unfortunately, even with our health, our health care system, the medical industrial complex, is a sick care system. And it is designed to keep people sick, and yet they charge you an arm and a leg for health insurance. Then you've got your co-pays and deductibles, and then you've got to pay for the medicine. It is a system designed for population control, transfer of wealth, and to keep you sick until you die.
Girl, you're talking. You're talking truth, racket. It's a racket. Let's just call it what it is. It's a racket.
It is a money laundering system.
Yeah.
And all the money goes to the top 3%.
That's right. That's right. So that's why our job has become more important. To blow the shofar, I would like to say, because I was in the Hebrew community. But we're blowing the shofar loud, loud, loud. And just what you said, the racket has to be brought down. And or if nothing else, people need to make better choices. Let's just say that. We may not do the bringing down.
It comes down to learning, right?
Yeah.
What you do every day and what I do every day is we are out here teaching the people the truth. Now, the problem comes when people are so indoctrinated that they cannot comprehend the level of evil in our government, in our healthcare system, in the Center for Disease Control, the National Institute of Health, the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, the World Health Organization, and the list goes on and on and on, including our Department of Defense, which they're supposed to be protecting our country. Why are they making vaccinations? Why are they creating bioweapons? And why are they spreading them through the chemtrails? Why are they being injected into our childhood vaccinations? Why are they being put into our food? And I can talk to you for months on end nonstop stop, because when I tell you that everything in our life is tangled into this, it's a great big web. It's like an octopus. You've got the head, and then you've got the tentacles. And the tentacles reach into every aspect of our life.
That's right.
It all boils down to our health.
Yeah. And you mentioned, you said something about it's in our food, but I think most people don't even know what food is. I have people in my family, in my life, everything food is in a box, you know? And
right.
That's like the worst chemicals that we can put in our body, with the red dyes and the MSG and all the other chemicals listed. I'm teaching my grandchildren to just read labels, because they're, sometimes you have parents that just, they want to make it easy in their life, and they feed them what they think is good for them. And my children did not get all that junk. That's why they rebelled, because I was trying to build healthy, strong bodies, and their friends were eating a bunch of junk. And, of course, when they go to their friend's house, they're going to eat that, and then they get used to that. And so as they get older, they're going to choose what feels good. And I'm in a place now where I'm just going to take care of me and set an example. And so that's what you and I was attracted to you on Facebook, because you and I have the same energy, the same frequency of truth telling. So I'm so glad tonight we can just tell the truth, and we're forget about all the restrictions and all that, because we're more
I have a real hard time not saying what it is.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like I said, I've been that way my whole life. I am the rebel in the family.
Yeah, me too.
And
me too.
Yeah. I don't fit into even my own family, okay?
Yeah. We could say we're the black sheep of the family. I can use that term here. Yeah, that's because everybody thinks we're weird, but that's okay.
Yes.
We're healthy weird.
But you know what? I'm glad to be different.
Yeah.
I'm glad that I have the capacity, the emotional capacity, the intellectual capacity to be able to objectively look at something and decide for myself. I'm the only one going opposite of everybody else. I can very comfortably do that.
Yeah.
I left home 3 days after I turned 18. And never went back.
Ooh.
I would never go back.
Yeah, radical.
Because I am so different than where I came from.
Right.
I come from a family that is very politically correct, heavily indoctrinated, will believe anybody with a white coat. Me, I will suspect them. Once you read my book, and I'll tell you a little bit about my journey, because it is the most unbelievable thing that nobody would believe that it happens here in the United States, but I promise you, I am not the first, am not the last, that God did grace me with survival and healing.
Now, you said the words I was thinking about. The grace of the Creator. We are being divinely guided with grace to tell these stories that you're telling us tonight, and to talk about it on our shows. And we're being divinely guided because we were born for such a time as this, to be the voices of truth. So, yes, please tell us about this amazing adventure. I call it an adventure you've been on, to come to write a book. And to continue to write did you produce the documentary?
No, my publisher had a guy that she works with.
Okay, that was great.
Yeah, and so they did it.
Yeah,
you know, and it was kind of funny. You know, I had never done anything like this before, and I was very nervous about doing it. And I didn't ever realize, like, it's actually kind of like a movie scripting, because you have takes and retakes, and you know they'll do something with your hair or maybe fluff up your makeup or you know what I mean, like really not what I expected. I expected to just tell the people what it is,
right?
And so it was kind of unnerving experience because I would just rather roll the tape and let's just talk.
But it's a documentary, so
yeah.
When you have a producer and all that, cut, take, duck, cut, take.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you pushed through and got that out there because now people can hear your voice in a different way and hear, and more importantly, hear other expert voices. Dr. Artis is amazing. I had him on my show about a year ago, maybe longer because it's been a while. That man is so full of information and knowledge and experience. I'm glad that he was able to be a part of that. So congratulations in putting out a real quality piece of work there.
Thanks. Dr. Artis and I had connected, I guess, about 3 years ago. And it was relating to the topic of parasites. And so then he and Ann Vanderskill had me on their show about 3 years ago or thereabouts. And then I went on Diamond and Silk show and Nina's Corner show. And so I've gone on a few different shows. I really, really want my story made into a movie because I think that we can reach more people. Today's people, they're not into holding a book and reading. Other people's story is not relevant to their life.
Yeah, most people, yeah. Most
so people. They think.
Yeah.
But when I, you know, back in like 1997 time frame, I started having really severe aches in my joints. And I couldn't even hold a coffee cup. And I had gone to the doctor, and I had all these different symptoms. And the doctor said, I suspect you have MS. You have all these symptoms.
Now, what? How old were you back then?
Oh, my gosh.
Now, you said 97?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was in my 20s, late 20s.
Yeah, okay. All right.
And so he... When he told me that, and I was like, well, okay, you know, I mean, I still got to go live. I still got to go work. This isn't going to stop me. And so he kind of looked at me like, okay, well, that's kind of a weird reaction. People get emotional and stuff like this. And I was like, I got to go. I got work to do. And so you fast forward, we had done MRIs every 6 months on the brain and the spine.
Really?
Yes.
For arthritis?
No, MS.
Oh, MS, okay.
Yeah, multiple sclerosis.
Right, okay. But you said, yeah, you started with aches in your fingers.
Yeah, all my joints.
Yeah.
And, you know, he told me, he says, you know, it can take 10, 20 years for a brain lesion to show up or a spinal lesion. So I got done doing that. I said, you know what, no more. I'm not doing any more MRIs. Forget it. You know, whatever's going to happen is going to be God's will anyway. So I'm just going to go to work. And so you fast forward in like 2015 forward, and I started becoming symptomatic. I had gone to a vein doctor, had terrible varicose veins. So they removed my secondary veins in both legs.
Oh.
And I was talking to a customer, and he was an older fella, and he came in, and we were talking about what I had just gone through, and now they want to do more. And he says, honey, don't do it. He said, them doctors will keep taking and taking and taking. Don't do it. And his message resonated with my soul, and I did not. I canceled that next procedure. I was not going to do it. And so I didn't. And so then we moved, my husband retired from the military, we moved down to the Outer Banks, and all of a sudden I've got fibroids, uterine fibroids, and I'm like, so I asked the gynecologist, I'm like, where does this come from? What causes this? He says, we don't know. All right. So they do a complete hysterectomy.
Oh.
After that, I get a bacterial infection.
Oh.
Gram-negative bacterial infection.
Okay.
So they treat me for that. Then I started becoming symptomatic in my breast. So he did scans, ultrasounds on both breasts. I had numerous cysts in both breasts.
Wow.
Then I started, I started having heart palpitations just out of the blue for no reason. And so I went to the ER. I left work, actually, early to go to the ER. And they said, oh, well, we think you're a little dehydrated. So they gave me IV. And they said, it sounds like you got a little congestion. So here's some prednisone. So I took the prednisone because here I am. These people wear white coats. That's what says purity and trust. And I trusted them.
Of course we do.
And within 3 months, I had gained 50 pounds. I was so sick I was dying. I kept going to the ER at least once a week. They kept saying, nothing's wrong, nothing's wrong. They're doing all these scans. It feels like somebody's stabbing me in the stomach. The pain was too much. I cried all day and all night. Finally, they said, oh, your appendix is enlarged.
Oh, my goodness.
And you have gold. Now, on the previous scans, nobody ever diagnosed either one of these things.
Yeah.
So I had called a friend of mine who was a doctor. We had a couple friends who were doctors. And I called one in particular, and I said, hey, I'm having this real bad, like, brain fog and dizziness and my heart racing. And she said, go back to the ER and tell them to do a CT scan of your neck to check for cardioid blockage. And so I did. They didn't find any blockage, but they found a nodule in my left lobe of my thyroid.
Mm.
So January 16th is when they diagnosed me. January 18th, when I went back to the ER on a Friday night, my stomach was killing me. I thought maybe the appendix ruptured, which is the only reason why I went back. They said, oh, your appendix grew 2 centimeters. It's got to come out. It's going to burst. So they call a surgeon in who worked all day Friday. They call him in about 2 o'clock in the morning. He's ordering more tests. Why? We already know what the problem is. He doesn't do the surgery until 8, 9 o'clock in the morning, which means he's been up for more than 24 hours.
Not good.
So instead of making the traditional 2 or 3 laparoscopic incisions, he made 5.
Oh, my. Now, did you have children at this point? Were your children?
Four.
Mm-hmm. Children. You had, yeah, and these were all your natural birth children?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, yes.
Bless
they're
you.
They're all grown. Okay. Well, my son, he was not yet grown. He was a teenager.
Okay, okay.
So what Dr. Moore did, which wasn't diagnosed for 18, 19, 20, 21, 4 years, was when he pulled the poles out, he pulled my intestines out.
Oh, my goodness.
And then he sutured them into the incision. So in 5 areas of my abdomen and pelvis area, my intestines are sutured into my abdominal muscles. When I woke up from that surgery And Dr. Glenn Leslie Moore came in to see me from Chesapeake Surgical Specialist. I said,
something's
not wrong.
Right. Yeah.
Because my stomach was deformed. And I said, I feel like something is choking me all the way down here. He says, no, it's inflammation from the gallbladder, but we got to wait to take it out because you got to wait 8 to 10 weeks before we can. So, again, I'm believing and trusting the doctor, right? Mm-hmm. 2 weeks later goes by. I go to my two-week checkup. Pain is now worse because I'm not under anesthesia. I'm not in the hospital getting pain meds. I'm dying. And I said, something is wrong. I cannot do number two. I cannot void my colon. And my stomach is killing me. He says, oh, you know, it's just the inflammation. When we get to doing the gallbladder, now, when they did the gallbladder, I actually died.
Oh, my.
And they never told me.
Hmm.
It was in my medical records, but another doctor evaluated and said, do you know what this means? And I said, no. He said, it means you died. I was like, you're kidding me. Now, why wouldn't they tell my husband? You can tell me. I probably won't remember because I'm under anesthesia, right?
Right.
We should tell my caretaker what happened so that they can be on the lookout for any abnormal situations to know when to call 911 or take me back to the hospital. But Chesapeake Hospital never told my husband nothing and never told me nothing. It was only because the doctor reviewed my medical records.
Now, what city was this in?
Chesapeake, Virginia.
Okay, that's what I think. Chesapeake, Virginia. So you were moving around.
Hampton Roads, Virginia, they have terrible, I mean terrible doctors. With a guy who had, he had surgery on his kidney, he had kidney stones. And the surgeon accidentally severed his lung.
Oh, my.
And almost killed him. He didn't find out for like a week after because he was sick home, was deathly ill, had to go back to the ER because, you know, you got a fever, there's something bad happening. Had to go back into surgery because they severed his lung. During this time, before any surgeries took place, I was sick, right? I took the prednisone. Now I've got this, like, hyperinfection. And it was December 2018, and I had a dream. And God turned me into a camera, and we toured the inside of my body.
Wow.
And I was full of parasites, and I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I was disgusted. I was horrified. I couldn't go back to sleep. I was very much disturbed, right? Now, never having heard of parasites before, I couldn't imagine why my subconscious drum up a dream like this. We had got a rescue dog, and she kept sniffing my belly and then looking at me. And she'd sniff my belly, and she'd look at me. And then my Yorkie would sniff the left side of my forehead and look at me. So these two dogs were doing these things, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, I've got cancer. I'm going to die. And it was November of 2019 that I discovered that I had parasites. Because I was prepping for a colonoscopy of Ascaris lumbricoides with no fecal matter. When I was going to these allopathic doctors, begging for help. They looked at me like I had seven heads. They wouldn't touch me. They wouldn't help me. They wouldn't even prophylactically treat me. So I started emailing every parasitologist in the world. I was reading every study. Showed me that there is no such thing as disease.
No.
There is no such thing as cancer. There is no such thing as diabetes or MS. These, what we call diseases, are symptoms of a parasitic infection. So, out of thousands of parasitologists that I emailed, Dr. Robin Overstreet, who did my foreword on my book, he helped me. He helped me get identified what I had. I had a radiologist, parasitologist in Egypt I had sent my brain scans to. And he told me that I had neurocysticercosis. That's tapeworms on the brain. I had three. But my body calcified it.
Mm.
So that's a good thing in the sense that they can't come out. They're not going to live. The other aspect, which is not so good, is you always have to watch for brain inflammation. I have an infectious disease doctor over in India. I did have an infectious disease doctor here from India, treated me for 16 months. But once the book was about to come out, he stopped treating me.
Oh, really?
Because they're not allowed to treat you.
Oh.
Because we have a progression of disease, pathology. Parasites, the pathology of parasites is you have an infection, you get sick like the flu, you might most likely will have diarrhea. These parasites, under certain circumstances, will migrate to other areas of your body.
Now, what are those circumstances?
Well, anybody who takes prednisone and they have strongyloids, it can be fatal. It creates a hyperinfection. Anybody who has parasites that goes under anesthesia, anesthesia causes parasites to migrate. So if they're in your cecum, appendicitis is caused from pinworms, by the way. So they live in the cecum. They reproduce in the ileum. And when you go under anesthesia, they migrate up. They can go into your gallbladder. They can go into your stomach. They can go into your lungs. And then we call them nodules or cysts. Now, certain parasites will... There are certain parasites that are classified as cancer. Strongyloids, echinococcuses, those are translated into cancer. And so instead of treating you for parasites with a couple hundred dollars worth of pills, we're going to wait. We're going to watch it. How many people have you spoke to over the years that had something and the doctor said, we're just going to watch it. We're going to keep an eye on it, right? And that's to get it to a certain point of progression where we call it cancer. And the doctor buys $4,000 worth of chemo. They turn around and sell it to you anywhere from $20,000 to $30,000. Do you see where the money trail is, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So when you look at countries that their whole communities know about parasites, you look at Mexico, you look at India, Iraq, Iran, any place in Africa, these people, the citizens, all know about parasites. And they treat all the time.
Right. Well, you know, during COVID, there was a doctor, African doctor, who talked about in her community in Africa, they've been using ivermectin for years to treat parasites.
Yeah.
So that's where I started learning about ivermectin as the parasite treatment. And, of course, during COVID, there was like, oh, that's a horse dewormer. Well, yeah, it works on Africans, too. So, yes. And let me ask you about pets. Since you mentioned you had dogs, did you ever think about, now that you have the knowledge you have, did you think about how you got the parasites initially? Would your pets have been a source or root cause or something like that?
They could have been. But you can get parasites from swimming in a swimming pool. You can get parasites from walking on a beach. You can get parasites from going in the ocean. You can get parasites from sex. Syphilis, every sexually transmitted disease, is either a bacteria with parasitic impacts, or it is a parasite. Trichomonas is a parasite, and it is a sexually transmitted disease. So you can get them from your food. Your water. You can get them walking barefoot out in your front yard, because in the morning when the dew is on the blades of grass, the parasites are at the top of the blade, and they penetrate right through the skin. It'll feel like a little prickle, and you'll not be any wiser thinking that you didn't step on a rock or maybe a piece of a stick. Americans won't even think about it. But when they wake up in the morning and they can't walk on their feet and they have to kind of skirtish around until they get their feet moving, they don't realize that the culprit is a parasitic infection or bacteria. So cancer and all diseases stem from one of four things or all. That's parasites, bacteria, fungus, or mold.
Now, are you familiar with Huldah Clark's book, The Cure for All Cancer?
I am, but I never read it.
Okay.
The only thing I have ever read to date, I've read thousands and thousands of actual studies, because when I couldn't get nobody to help me, keep in mind I already died once, I'm in a real bad place, I have to learn pathology of parasites. I had to understand what makes them tick, how do they operate, so that I can counter it. I did not read anybody's book. I find. And then after I got well, this book here, Imaging of Parasitic Diseases. This book taught me how to find and read parasites on CT scans. Okay? The other book, this one, Parasitology and Vector Biology. This book, they're both amazing. This book literally goes through every parasite that can infect humans. It tells you the pathology. It tells you the treatment, as well as the imaging of parasitic diseases. This, too, will tell you the treatments for different parasitic infections. But I needed to learn how to identify them on scans, because I had 43 CT scans done. The doctors did not accurately read them because they were protecting the first radiologist who misdiagnosed the hernias, what they classified as a hernia. 43 CT scans, and not one radiologist diagnosed a hernia, let alone five, right? Let alone diagnosing that Dr. Moore sutured my intestines into my abdomen. So I was under the gun. I had to learn how to read CT scans, MRIs, and x-rays. I, within just a few weeks, mastered it. These people go to school for, what, 7 years, and they can't even get it right? So within just a few weeks, I learned how to read CT scans, but I needed to learn more. I wasn't done. And that's where imaging of parasitic diseases came in, because now I know how to read a CT scan, MRI, or x-ray and find parasites.
Okay. You know, the thing about Dr. Huldah Clark's book, that's what I read and studied. And she, her theory was parasites cause cancer. That's why the cure for all cancer was all about get rid of the parasites. So
yes,
she was on the right path. Unfortunately, she died of cancer. So,
which was interesting, right?
Yeah. So I've got to take a break. And when we come back, I want to talk about the why is it some people are more susceptible to parasites and others are not, because we're all exposed to them, like you said, walking on barefoot on the ground. I do all of those. The beach, I love walking barefoot on the beach. But I didn't always have any symptoms until recently when I had some sushi at a taco place. It was raw fish of some kind. I forget the name. And then all of a sudden I started having some symptoms that I started thinking, okay, what's going on here? So
yep,
let's talk about that when we come back. And then the fact that Huldah Clark died of cancer was just shocking to me, because I thought she would have prevented ever getting cancer, because she said, and she had a protocol in her book of what, black walnut, wormwood. I was grinding up cloves and doing my own cloves. I was following her book to the T. And that was probably about 20 years ago. So I was very healthy back then.
Yeah.
Except for being married to someone who I was just not harmonious with. But anyway, we're going to take a short break. And I noticed, I think we have a couple of people in the studio, Blog Talk Studio, have raised their hands. So when we come from the break, we're going to, if you're okay with taking a few questions at this point, we'll do that.
Sure.
And then I'll read some of the comments here on our YouTube and Facebook platform. So let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this message.
Have you ever wondered why some of the healthiest people still get sick? Or why the occurrence of learning disabilities like ADHD have drastically increased over the last 50 years? How is it that the cancer rate has gone from 1 in 8,000 back in the 1910s to 1 in 2 today? Isn't it odd that even though we are more focused on health than ever before, that there's still been an increase in diseases, disorders, illnesses, and other conditions that destroy your quality of life? What if we told you that the very things you're using in your home to avoid these health concerns are actually what's causing them? If you're the decision maker in your home, you know how overwhelming it can be to keep your family safe. Today, we'd like to welcome you and simply provide you with some important information and shed some light on some health concerns you may not be aware of. Over the last 100 years, thousands of toxic chemicals have been introduced into society because of an excessive overstock of chemicals designed for warfare in the Second World War. Today, as the 2013 documentary, The Human Experiment, states, quote, 42 billion pounds of toxic chemicals enter into commerce every day. That amount would fill up 623,000 tanker trucks. And as we speak, there are over 80,000 such chemicals on the market in the U.S. Over the last half century, chemical usage has gone up by 2,000%. And it isn't until there are enough people hurt by these products that there are even questions raised. So for some avoidance, on July 12, 2018, the well-known grocery store brand of talcum and baby powder company, Johnson & Johnson, was ordered to pay a $4.6 billion lawsuit. as it was said, they knowingly covered up asbestos in their product for over 40 years. And we have been trustingly using it on ourselves and our most precious of all things, our newborn baby. As parents, we work hard to keep our families safe and healthy. We diligently try to choose the best brands at the grocery store for our families. After all, keeping a clean home is an important part of good health. But is it possible that cleaning your home is dangerous? 7.3 million American couples have trouble conceiving or carrying a pregnancy to term. This is a 49% increase since 1988. Recent studies have shown that babies that do make it to term are being born pre-polluted, with up to 28 harmful chemicals in their blood, with indicators that over 400 more were present, all without ever eating food, drinking water, or even breathing air. It just doesn't make any sense. Study shows that in 1999, one in 500 kids had autism. Today, it's one in 59. But the effects don't stop there. As of 2013, the increases over the last 45 years show that life-threatening birth defects has increased 100%. Genital deformities of baby boys has increased 122%. Asthma has increased 80%. Leukemia in children has increased 74%. And ADHD has increased 53%. A 20-year independent study was done by the University of Bergen in Norway. This study started closely tracking a population of 6,235 women and men. They tracked the typical use of home cleaners and how they affect mold tissue of those who use them over a long period of time. Over the course of the study, the participants answered questions about their usage of cleaning products and had their lung capacity tested regularly. In May 2018, the study was published in the American Journal of Respiratory and Critical Care Medicine. This generated global media attention because their findings from the study clearly show that significant damage has been done to lung tissue, and that by using national brand cleaners, even only once a week, have the same effect as smoking a pack of cigarettes a day.
Now, that's information, that's an infomercial from the company called Melaleuca.com, and I have partnered with Melaleuca to bring you information, and that's where I shop these days, is on Melaleuca.com, because they are a conscious company that provides products that are less toxic than your general brand. So I want you to go to Melaleuca.com, check out their products, and then if you're interested in partnering with me, send me an email, and my email address is, will be in the comments. So, Carrie, we've got a couple of comments here. We're going to get right back into this because I know you have a lot to share, and I see that some of the questions are coming up as to how to get rid of parasites. So we want to get into those. So we have Zelda, our Monday morning mindfulness. She's grand evening listening from Matson. And we've got Asada Kirkland, our Tuesday morning host, is here. Alchemistic Goldmine says, thank you. We appreciate you. And I'm sure he's talking about you. And then there's a, is that a hand wave, I guess? And then we've also got Alchemistic is saying, how do you feel about zappers, hydrogen peroxide, rice machines, cleanses, fasting, and raw food? So I don't know if you want to answer that now, and then we're going to go to Blog Studio because we've got callers there as well.
Yeah, sure. Zappers, they're good. It was not my main go-to. Hydrogen peroxide, I put that in my bathtub. So, yes, I do use that. Rice machines I've never used, so I cannot speak to that. Cleanses, I cleanse at least once a month. I have done it. I will continue to do it forever and ever. I will not ever go back to being sick again. Holistic medicine is good. However, the efficacy is not 100%. So taking cloves, taking wormwood, these things are going to help, but it's not going to eliminate it 100%. Just like antiparasitics alone is not going to eliminate them 100%. If you want to get rid of these parasites, you've got to get rid of the heavy metals that's in our body. That's number one, because that's what's making us attractive to them, is they want the heavy metals. Parasites, their job is to clean the soil and to remove all the toxins from the soil so our food can grow to be healthy. And I detox prior to doing cleanses, and I do this every month. I detox literally every single day, and I deworm with ivermectin. I rotate my ivermectin, my praziquantel, my hydroxychloroquine, my fenbendazole, albendazole, doxycycline. I rotate these. So 1 month I'll do doxycycline, another month I'll do fenbendazole, and then I just continue this pattern every day, every month, and I'll continue to do it. So if you look at the efficacy rate on allopathic antiparasitics, there is none that's 100%. You know, at best, you're looking at 70%. Well, we still got 30% to eliminate, and that's where I incorporate my my herbs to help and assist the allopathic antiparasitics in getting rid of all the parasites. Now, you've got to understand, too, that if you've got one parasite, you have two or more, because parasites have parasites. Cellular parasites have unicellular parasites. And this is just a cycle of the ecosystem, and we are part of the ecosystem. Now, you've got people who will say, oh, I don't have parasites. Well, 100% of mammals have parasites. What are we? We are mammals. And we are not so exceptional that we would not get them. Anybody who's had appendicitis, gallstones, cholecystitis, gastritis, acid reflux, hemorrhoids, those are all symptoms of parasitic infection. And so you have to know, just like the Amish people, they treat every month. Clean. I do not eat raw foods. I've never been a meat eater. Like, I'll have a hamburger, but I'm not one that's like, give me that steak. That's never been me. So I eat more of like vegetables and lots of fruits. I will eat half of a hamburger. Yeah, I normally take like three bites of it. But then I'm done because it's just too much for me.
Okay.
Like, yeah.
Do it. The follow-up question to what he says, what ones do you use for cleanses? And I have silver fillings. Ooh.
So the amalgam is actually very toxic.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's funny because our American Dental Association lied to us all the while, but WHO was saying that amalgam, which is made from mercury, was the most toxic thing to a human being in the world.
Right.
And here in the United States, our dentists just kept filling our mouths with them to a holistic doctor and get them removed, because every time you bite down on them, you are releasing some mercury into your system.
Yeah. I had systemic candida before I had my fillings taken out, because I learned that candida also is meant to dissolve or absorb toxins and mercury. Mercury specifically, candida is there to get rid of the mercury. So if you have mercury fillings, the candida is going to be there to try and help you balance your body out. But candida will also help cause joint pain and all kinds of discomfort.
Oh, yeah. And they can cause pneumonia. The candida auris can cause you pneumonia, bronchitis. It can cause you a lot of skin issues like eczema, psoriasis. And candida auris is considered a parasitic pathogen because it's going to create nodules that we're eventually going to call cancer once it gets into your lungs, and we're going to give you chemo until you're dead. And a lot of the candida that's being spread by the Department of Defense is drug resistant. And so you're going to have to rely on herbs to help you get through that.
Now, what do you mean by Department of Defense?
So did you ever read, I'll find it. I have it on my phone somewhere. I have thousands of things on my phone. But it's called the U.S. Army's Bioweapons Handbook. Have you ever read that?
No, haven't had the pleasure.
Right. It was declassified in 1977. In this handbook, it takes you through the years, the cities, the pathogens that the Department of Defense has sprayed on the people. They have sprayed through hospital ventilation systems. They have sprayed the New York subway. They have sprayed orphanages. There's probably close to 300 secret studies that the United States Department of Defense has perpetrated on the American people. Now, I want you to keep something in mind. Do you remember Tuskegee? The airmen who were injected with syphilis and never got the penicillin to get treated.
Well, I don't think they were airmen. They were actually sharecroppers.
No, it was part of the military.
That's a different one then. Oh, my goodness. That's a double Tuskegee experiment.
So I want you to understand that if I have a parasite, or I have a pathogenic bacteria, mold, or fungi, that when I have a child, that I can pass any of those on congenitally to my unborn child. This is the generational curse that is spoken about in Scripture.
Okay. Among other curses?
Well, if you look at the Bible in several different places, and I want you to Google it, you have the app on your phone, and you go up to the little search bar there, and you type in worms. And you're going to see where God talks about worms in different parts of the Bible, and it says, because you have turned your back on me, you have
right.
turned away from me, your flesh shall be eaten of worms.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've got all these people that go to church and they read the Bible, but somehow they miss it. We're not paying attention, right?
Mm.
It's because we're so preoccupied with just doing the task because, you know, everybody's working three jobs trying to just keep a roof and food on the table.
Right.
Everybody's overworked. We don't have time. We're less stimulated. And we've got problems after problems we're trying to resolve. We just don't have time to allow our brain to consume the good information that's really going to help us and get further ahead, right?
Right.
And it's because we've trusted the United States government. They've overtaxed us, they've overburdened us, and they keep us so occupied that there's fires going on in every direction. But if you get that U.S. Army Bioweapon Handbook, it's going to take you places you never thought you would go.
Okay.
Now, here's another thing you need to keep in mind. Rand Paul was interviewed by Tucker Carlson, I don't know, a month or so ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in 2017, I told my husband, I said, they are spraying these bacteria and pathogens on us. He said, Carrie, you're crazy. I said, I'm telling you what my soul's telling me. They are spraying these pathogens on us. So this was long before I learned that they actually had done this stuff. In this interview with Rand Paul and Tucker Carlson, Rand Paul says that using verbiage that's not going to make your antennas go up. But he tells Tucker that the CDC aerosol They've aerosolized it to where they can spray it with their chemtrail planes. This is how COVID was spread. It was not because you and I came into contact or somebody from China came here. It was because they were spraying it on us. Now you got to ask the question, since we know that they have sprayed hospital ventilation systems, the subway in New York, and other places, now the question is, did they spray any hospital or medical facility of any kind with the COVID virus?
Well, anything's possible because we've got a very psychopathic government running the show, and we are in charge of making different choices. So that's a lot of information to process and chew on. Let's go to the phones because we've got now three people who've got their hands raised. I don't want to keep you waiting too long. 434-306, your mic is open. Welcome. Do you have a question or comment for Carrie?
I've been laughing. How you all doing?
You've been
laughing? I've been laughing. Because they had us fooled. The government had us fooled before we was born. It goes back generations ago. They didn't know. So it passed on down from the old folks. That you, we're talking about spiritual warfare. We weren't taught from the churches or from our families. Because they didn't know it. So we was made fools of all the way down to my child. I can't get my child to understand about spiritual warfare. You know what she says? You're talking that old fool talk again. I said, you got to be faced with a turmoil before you realize what I'm talking about. I tried to get her to understand when she was in the military, before she went in there. About spiritual warfare. That's what they're facing in the UK, in the palace. All them lies and everything been told from generations ago, all them going with each other, you know what I'm saying, from generations ago.
Ma'am.
It's then passed it on down to Megan Nim and to the children. They got to be faced with this mess. What they won't apologize. Some of them just start apologizing for it. I noticed that now. But it's got to come from the old folks. Charles has got to start apologizing. That lady that he messed with, she hadn't did no apologizing. It's going on down the generations to their children, the grandchildren. Like in our families, we didn't know no better. Catching up, which makes us dumb. I'm not dumb no more because as long as these doctors... These doctors, they are mad with me. I don't take no medicine from them because they don't put stuff in it. They don't put stuff in our herbal medicine. You see what I'm saying? It's the design to keep us sick. Get your hind end sick, and you will be with cancer and stuff like that. I'm being more careful. Now, I'll be honest about this. I'm out there like you guys, too. I do cheat. I have to stop by and get something to eat. You see what I'm saying? But I try to be more careful. Okay, and I'm going to get off and let somebody else talk. Thank you for you all's time, okay?
Thank you, sister. And you are just another witness to the insanity that we all are going through. And I call it insanity because the more you learn about what Carrie is telling us, what you're sharing us, where did this come from? And there's just such a level of mental imbalance going on. And that's why soul purpose here. We're so out of alignment with our creators, love, wisdom, and compassion. And that's why I do what I do here every Sunday is because that's what my assignment is, to raise the consciousness about the insanity, about the out of alignment situation that we're in. So thank you, sister. Did you want to respond to her,
Carrie? I do. Because, you know, I've talked to thousands and thousands of people around the world. And one of the very first things I always ask them is, did you have a demonic attack? And I've only had one person out of thousands and thousands that said, I did not. every other person prior to getting sick has had a demonic attack. Parasites, I always say, is semen from the demon morphed into the physical. This is a spiritual warfare because we have turned away from God. We have allowed our government to remove God from school, from pretty much anything, right? People who are atheists. Well, how about the atheists put some earmuffs on instead of trying to butt into our business, right? This is a spiritual warfare. And your last viewer is absolutely right. We've got to get God back into the picture. He has to be first in everything we say, think, do. We have to bless our food. We have to make him first a priority in our life.
Are you familiar with Louise Hay Heal Your Body books?
No.
Okay, I use this a lot in my counseling with patients. We're not with friends, with customers, all that. It's the mental causes for physical illness and the metaphysical way to overcome them. So I always go in here and look for diseases and what she says is the probable cause. And what you just said, it reminded me about her knowledge or wisdom about parasites. She says parasites mean giving power to others, letting them take over. Is that not what we've done with this government? We've given away our power to, and it could also, I think, Carrie, apply to relationships. When we give our power to other people, instead of being our authentic, loving, caring, wise selves, I believe it weakens our immune system, and we begin to depend on the processed foods, the advice, the opinions of others. We give our power away instead of blessing this temple with truth and love and all the things that strengthen us and keep our body more alkaline instead of acid with emotions and food and all, and then not to mention the others.
Do you know how this came to be?
How is this?
Because under this political correctness theory, you shouldn't be discussing politics or religion at work or with anyone, because everybody gets highly sensitive over it. So we have allowed ourselves to be shut down when it comes to talking about our God or whoever is
our creator,
whatever God,
yeah, our
right?
Creator. Yeah.
And we don't talk politics because we don't want to offend the neighbor or offend your cousin who stopped over who might have different political views. But maybe if we collaborated and we talked about things, maybe you can open my mind to a different perspective, or maybe I can open your mind to a different perspective. We have allowed them to shut us down, and they're very strategic. The United States government is very strategic in everything they do. There is no accident, none. Just like what's going on in Israel and Palestine, this is not by accident. And, of course, this would be have to be another two or three episodes going down another avenue to go down into this. But I will tell you that Israel is who controls the United States.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the government-controlled health care that we have is because the Department of Defense, who should have nothing to do with our health care, has been working to mimic Israel's government-controlled health care. And you see the last 4 years where that has gotten us, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
What we need is the government out of our public business, out of our health business, out of our food industry business. We need them in a little box. We have to keep them, because otherwise they're going to destroy the entire world and us and our children and our grandchildren.
Amen, sister. You got that right. The government. That's why I say I don't want to have anything to do with the government. Let's go to another caller. 336-350. I believe that's Mama Izzy in Arizona. Your mic's open, sister. You have a comment or a question for
Greetings, Dr. V.
Yes, ma'am. Your mic is open. Go ahead.
Okay. I don't know what to say, but just say it.
The tongue.
Yes. Carrie, it's Carrie, right?
Yes.
My sister, you are so freaking on point. Dr. V, if you add up the digits today, it adds up to an 8. That
right,
doesn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that lets me know that Reverend Allen, Reverend A.A. Allen, out here in Miracle Valley, Arizona, I have been researching this since 2006. I have been posting like white on rice videos that come to me in dreams. And what this sister said about the parasites and in the Bible, what she stated, I'd be damned if Reverend Allen didn't say it in one of his videos called The Monkey Boy. It's 22 minutes and 22 seconds, which adds up to a doggone 8. Ma'am, you are so on point, it's not even funny. And we got to do research about the Tuskegee Experiment Airmen. I thought it was crop people, but according to what you said, it was the airman itself. Is that not what you said? Part of it?
Yeah, it was a whole brigade, a platoon.
God dang it! See, we got to find that. Let me tell you, and let me say this. I don't know what Carol Burnett means to you, but she's been jumping. I don't know. Is she still on this site? Or did she cross over?
Okay, well,
she's here. She's around you. Carrie, I don't know what this means, but I am coming out of the closet because of you. I'm really coming out of the closet. I had this procedure, and I have not been able to walk. Everything that you're saying, even little sister, Empress Regina, put me on notice about wormwood and those kinds of things. I've been taking cloves. I have cloves in my water, everything I drink. I put cloves in them, and it is nasty, but I drink it. There is something wrong that it isn't right, and thank you. Thank us, Carrie, for you putting some more air in my doggone balls, because after what Empress Regina said, I'm going to move forward with this, because family, there is something wrong. I can't see. No matter what I do, I cut out milk, all of that. I don't eat hardly any bread. It may be once a month. I mean, a lot of things, you see. But I'm going to send you, Dr. V, I'm going to send you the little monkey boy by Reverend A.A. Allen, because he definitely talks about what Carrie said about the doggone scripture in the Bible and these doggone parasites. There are other beings. And so anyway, thank you. Look it up. I love you because, Dr. V, you never cease to amaze me. And if any, I'm gonna say this on your show. If anything happens to me, it is because of the bullshit here in Cochise County and me involving myself with this business at Miracle Valley, Arizona, and a doggone shootout there with the people in Chicago. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Carrie. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, sis. Did you want to comment, Carrie? We do have other callers here.
Covered everything. She did good.
Unmuted.
Okay, we're going to go to Naima Latif has a caller in the Blog Talk Radio Female Solutions Studio, 202-717. Do you have a question or comment for Carrie? Okay. Naima, are you there? 202-717, are you? Hello? Okay, we're going to, 202-717, one more time. Do you have a comment or a question?
Muted.
Okay, we'll come back to you. We've got other callers here. I don't want to keep everybody waiting. 321-368, your mic is open. Welcome. Do you have a question or comment for Carrie?
Well, yes, I'd just like to say this. I studied natural remedies for over 30 years, and a lot of things that she was saying are just confirmation of stuff that I've learned from various resources. And as she was talking just recently, I thought about one time when I was pulling out some information from Yaqui Awaken, and he.
Can you speak up?
Okay, can you hear me now? Better.
That's better. Thank you.
So, okay, I was saying Yaqui Awaken. He was talking about. Actually, he was basically saying similarly to what you're saying, and actually, he was talking about how parasites are basically the causes of all, you know, pretty much all diseases, and how they hide in the metal. You were just confirming what I had learned from him, and then also it was brought out. Another thing that you said about parasites and demon possession was, I was like, wow, because in one study that I had studied some time ago, it was brought out that the Essenes, who I think they lived in Petra over there in the Middle East, supposedly, they had a lot of information that they had. Found buried. They had information that they had found in their studies and so forth that confirmed what you said about demonic being some kind of way, the demons being some kind of way transmutating themselves into these parasites. And that was the first time I had ever heard that concept of basically you're talking spiritual to the physical. And so
yeah.
I just wanted to comment on that. I'm done.
About God, right? But then
I'm sorry?
The same people that God kind of dismissed the idea that demons can do anything.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, thank you.
But tells us exactly what they can do. They have the same power as people, 50-50. And we're tested all the time by the dark ones. And God just wants us to stand up and say, I'm still with God. Regardless, I'm still on this side of the fence, not that dark side.
Well, you know, it reminds me of the scripture that the Israelites wanted a king. And the creator said, okay, you want a king? I'll give you a king. You don't want me in the scripture, so I'm going to give you a king. And, of course, the king was imperfect and infallible and wicked and cruel and all that. So it's like, again, we give our power to man, the doctors in the white coats. We give our power to the government. The government has our welfare check, all that. And we create these demons, in my opinion, when we keep giving our power away from the creator who gave us all this power within us, a mind, the government here in our brain, in our mind, and all the power in our breath and all these things that are powerful within, understanding. And we just keep giving it away to other people and forgetting about this powerful body that we live in. So I guess the demon part, absolutely, that's what happens when you start giving your power away. Demons show up. Oh, you want the creation. Oh, you want a king? Here, have this demon and that demon. Let's go to another caller here, 706. Wait, Kwame Sunhorse. I saw you in the chat. Okay, Kwame Sunhorse, your mic is open.
I am. Good evening, Sister Beata, and good evening to your very guest. And I had a question, and I don't know if you read it to her, but I was just putting in to try to verify, because I got away from the phone, about why are parasites ecologically important in nature. Parasites can shape community structures through their effective trophic interaction, food webs, competition, and biodiversity in key settings. We're looking at, we've compiled ourselves into metropolitans and these places. We're disconnected from nature, exactly the first community. And in us now, own ecological or in logical living spaces, while we're all piled on top of each other, we're all living in this toxic field, and we're expecting to not get damaged, where we once upon a time lived in nature and balanced with nature, that we didn't have these massive infections or pandemics, as we say. Even in the pandemic that we had, the thing that we're seeing is that, and this was my second question, was the intra-aerosol vaccines that Yale has just produced, and they're supposed to be on the market in 2024, just as the Defense Department and the biological warfare and Francis Cress Wilson talked ISIS papers. The thing that we're seeing is we're creating more of what we're getting infected with if by coming nature. What do you say to that?
So the importance of parasites in the ecosystem, they clean up the toxins, right? Just like a turkey hawk will eat the dead carcass of another animal that has either died, been killed, got hit by a car, right? So they are part of the ecosystem, but the parasites also are part of that to clean up that carcass. And they also clean up the soil. They keep the soil ground up. They keep the toxins removed from the soil. So they are a very important part of the ecosystem. Now, if we go back to the 1700s, we can see different stories of people who had parasitic infections back then. Now, one of the things that they did was the person infected would have to go soak in the ocean salt water for hours at a time for many, many days. And, you know, obviously getting breaks in between. But that was the method of treatment back in the 1700s. Fast forward to today, our oceans are so toxic because of all the chemicals, the military overboard from the ship right into the ocean. Our fish are sick. we have the highest population of marine life with parasitic infections that we've never seen before. It's exploding. And so people who were fishing the wildlife, just even as a sport, are now very susceptible to getting a parasitic infection. A lot of fishermen, I can spot it from a mile away just looking at their body. I can tell you who has a parasitic infection just by examining and visualizing what is going on with their body. But if we're eating these fish.
But what?
You know, I mean, we're just creating more of a problem because, you know, the chemtrails are nothing but heavy metals and viruses. If you know what a virus is, in the Merck manual here, and this is the 2015 edition maybe, no, I'm lying, 1977, Merck manual tells us that a virus is an obligate parasite. What is an obligate parasite? An obligate parasite is a parasite that cannot live without a host. Now, every virus, every pandemic in the world has been created. It has never been natural. The COVID virus was created and funded by our CDC and Department of Defense. So every virus, there's no accident. Everything that happens was planned. And so when you look at the different pandemics, you look at what Bill Gates is doing, right? We want to talk about vectors. What is a vector? A vector is an insect of some sort creating and has been creating genetically modified mosquitoes. President Obama started this, I think it was 2013 or 14, trying to insert the Zika and Ebola viruses into the mosquitoes so that when they released those mosquitoes bit you and transmitted Ebola and Zika to the human. Well, Bill Gates has done the same thing with mosquitoes and dispersed them in Florida, California, Texas, and they've done this back even in the 60s, okay? These are called vectors. Mosquitoes transmit filariasis, which is a nematode worm that goes into your lymphatic system that we will call lymphoma, right? So why is our government allowing Bill Gates to infect and modify mosquitoes, release them out into the general public to make us sick? Now you can look at the dengue virus that is rising in Florida and has been for 3 years. Same thing with Texas. And everybody says, but why? Well, I can tell you why. It's because Bill Gates inserted Wolbachia, it's a bacteria, into these mosquitoes. The male mosquito is going to transmit it to the female mosquito. The female mosquito is supposed to keep her larvae from hatching. But when she bites you, she's going to transmit to where you could get a Wolbachia infection. The doctors don't even know how to say the word, let alone test you for it, let alone treat you for it, right? Wolbachia is a bacteria that parasites must have to survive. So if you have filariasis or lymphoma, you will have Wolbachia bacterial infection because the lymphatic, the filariasis cannot live without the bacteria Wolbachia. But nobody's asking, why is Bill Gates doing this? Who's giving him permission? He's not a medical doctor. What in the world is going on?
Well, we know they want to reduce population. So that's part of the reason. You know, he's a eugenics promoter. So So the mind of Bill Gates and people like him is insanity. And that's
and
why
did you know his mom was part, his mom and dad had
Planned Parenthood.
Yeah.
So we learned a lot during the pandemic, thank goodness. We were all home to doing our home. Some of us were at home doing a lot of research on all these insane psychopathic fools. So did you have, Kwame, I have another caller, but did you have another?
I have one question to ask.
Say again?
Is she there?
Can we hear you?
Can you hear me? I'm asking, has she ever heard of the Henderson Act?
The Henderson Act? No.
Okay, because she was saying when you asked her, was the Tuskegee Airmen part of the syphilis experiment? The Henderson Act was passed in 1943, requiring testing and treatment for venereal disease. That wouldn't have been the Tuskegee Airmen.
Okay. You said it would not have been them?
No, because you had to be tested in the military. That was in 1932 when they were doing the Tuskegee experiment. They started the Henderson Act is because after the experiment they had to create after their experiment and they seen what they wanted to do because they were experiment because they were saying that black men were sexual predators and they were trying to see how to stop them from being predators.
Okay, so she's looking, I think, doing some research. But thank you for that information. Let me go to another caller because I don't. We're running out of time here. 773-956. Your mic is open.
Okay, great conversation. This is Koofy. One thing I want to say is that blaming the government for what they've been doing is kind of not the right way to look at it because, like I said, we give our power to others through our vote, but family is the government. And, family is the government. Family protects you from outside. I grew up like that. I had a farm, so we didn't worry about the civil rights, what was going on. We fed ourselves. We prayed at the table, family out. I mean, we cut the government out of our affairs. Because really only every 4 years we get involved like we all are involved now because it's election year, you know. So that's my comment. But parasites are actually a good thing. Because it actually tells you that there is a problem, and fasting will kill your parasite. A little shot of alcohol, but fasting, you don't feed them off the milk and cheese and stuff like that that they're harboring. If they have nothing to eat, they'll die, and they'll come out. So fasting is really a solution to any particular disease that we have. You know, I'm very healthy.
Okay.
And
I'll let Carrie come on. The family, the fasting, all of that. Carrie.
So the government is not part of my family and will never be. They'll never be welcome at my table or at my front door.
Right.
Period. The end.
Right.
Second thing is I've been talking about this for 5 years. Nonstop. So an election year doesn't mean anything to me. My objective is to teach the American people and people of the world who are in countries like Denmark that can't get help, the treaties, they're not allowed to have herbal medicine imported. They're not allowed to have any anti-parasitics. It is important to bring this topic to the public forum so that it can be debated, it can be discussed, so that people can get the proper help that they deserve. We've seen too many tragedies. We've seen women lose their children because they told a doctor they had parasites. They were diagnosed with delusional parasitosis. We've seen these same women go and commit suicide because they have nothing left. They don't have their help. They can't get help. Doctors have turned their back. The government has conspired against them, and the government has stolen their children, all because the mother was seeking help. No, this must stop. We must stop the likes of Bill Gates, who's out here creating genetically modified apeel for our food, who's creating vaccinations to control population, who's creating mosquitoes that's going to infect a human with some type of parasitical or parasite itself. That's what this conversation is about. It is about making sure that the people of the world know the truth, because if you don't know the truth, you can't know how to fix it. And so we've got to get back to finding the truth, speaking the truth, and putting the government back in their tiny little box right where they belong, and weld that thing shut.
Yeah, Wayman sister. We've got a question from the same alchemistic. He says, where can I find a doctor? Thought I had candida. It's related to metals. I have skin problems as well. What do you say to that, Carrie?
So, you know, allopathic doctors, very, very few. I mean, they're like a needle in a haystack. They're not going to help you. Your best route is a holistic doctor. There are several good ones. You've got Dr. Jordan Axe, Dr. Josh Axe. You've got Dr. Darren Schmidt. You've got Dr. Jody Shabazz out in Norfolk. So there's a lot of good holistic doctors, and you just kind of, you know, you look at their reviews, see what their reviews are by the patients, and they'll do their own testing to kind of gauge where your white blood cells, red blood cells, and the chemical makeup and your gut microbiome is all at to better assist you, because everything is going to stem back from the gut health. But you can also help by taking precautions, by getting a water filtration reverse osmosis system in your house, because the fluoride that the government puts in the water, it does have an impact on your thyroid. It inhibits your thyroid from absorbing iodine and iodide. And iodine is a natural parasite killer. So God made us perfect to be able to handle these different pathogens when we are invaded. It's the government that has interfered with poisoning our water, food, air, and land.
And as I put, as I shared in the comments, Pois d'Arco is really good for controlling candida. I had, as I said, I had systemic candida, and I keep Pois d'Arco tincture in my house because whenever I feel, first of all, if I eat too much sugar, which I don't eat much of at all, but when I have cake, cookies, or anything, I can feel my body rising with candida. And I'm like, Pois d'Arco to the rescue. And you can make a strong tea of Pois d'Arco bulk that is really helpful. And it'll probably help with parasites. Have you ever have you done Pois d'Arco tea or tincture?
Okay. I've done a lot of like salt palmetto and.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So that's my recommendation. I had a lot of experience with it. If you're concerned about candida, but you got to get those fillings out, that you're going to always have candida if you don't deal with the fillings. And then we have another, question here. He says, as above, so below, parasites on all levels, deeper than the government. We could talk about spiritual parasites, yes. Because this is a multidimensional topic, as always. It's a physical problem, challenge, dis-ease, all that. But there's spiritual parasites. And what did we just say? People taking away your power, taking away your power. That's why the government is one big parasite, in my opinion. One big parasite. They hardly do anything to nourish us, to feed us with truth. Hell no. No truth coming out of there. It's just so frustrating sometimes to watch these meetings they have in Congress, these hearings.
And we get nothing out of them.
It's a show. It's a clown show. We might as well be watching Hollywood or a live show. They do nothing but go back and forth, talk about things, and nothing gets done. Nothing gets done. So, yeah, it's like, and here's another comment from Zelda, our Monday morning host. She said, the power we seek with money and fame is a false perception. Real power is an inside job, understanding that true power and wealth comes from knowing yourself. Parasites are a reminder to go within and study the self. Carrie, you have a comment on that one?
No, I mean, she's right. I mean, you know, the interesting thing is parasites, just that one word, we can talk about like so many different organizations or groups or whatever, right? But when we look at doctors, and we're going to tie this into religion, how many doctors are atheists? A lot, right? And yet, here we are trusting these parasites to go inside us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's just like, you know, when we think about demonic attack, you know, it's not like the movies where somebody's head frowns or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we are conditioned to think that a demonic attack looks like this.
Yes, yes.
That's not true.
Right.
It can be the nicest, most persuasive person in the world, right, that is possessed by a demon, because demons want to entice you, so they've got to make it look good and smell good and taste good. You know what I mean? Like, it's got to be presentable to entice you. So a demonic attack or people possessed is not always going to look like something with a couple horns and be evil and mean. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. In fact, I would say the Antichrist is a spirit of lies, deception, and propaganda that takes us away from the love of our Creator, the wisdom of our Creator. The demonic, that's what I wanted to add. What you thought about what is really demonic? Because we hear that term in religious circles, but defining it, and not having this religious mind that says a demon has horns, like you said, or a demon looks a certain way. And in my opinion, the demon spirit is one of the Antichrist. And I look at Netanyahu and the whole fiasco in that area is full of demons. It's got to be full of demons. Because there's no regard for the children and the women who are dying. What is that?
Well, you know, we have to go back into history.
Yes, yes, yes.
And we have to go back to World War II.
Yeah.
In World War II, what did we do? We brought over 1,600 scientists from Nazi Germany.
Right.
The Nazi scientists
who
created the gas. For Bayer, they worked for Bayer Pharmaceutical, who still operates in the United States, who created the gas to kill the Jews in Germany, the Khazarian Jews. The World War II, our president was under political pressure when they were starting Israel, which was formed in, 1946?
Mm-hmm.
47, to move those Jews to Israel, which was the land of the Canaanites. The Canaanites were Arabic. So who are the people in Israel?
That's the question. That's the question that everyone is asking since October 7th. Which is why, in a way, October 7th was good for the world, because we're all asking the right questions, I think, to identify the demons that have been running not just our government, but that government and even the world sometimes. We could think of it that way. So, yeah, the question is, who is Israel? Everyone should be asking that question, because even what's going on with TikTok, with so many things, we have to ask, who's Israel? Who's behind this? And we're starting to see who's really behind these things. And so we cannot give our power to them anymore. It's what I think it comes down to.
Well, here's my question, right? Now, we know that the King James Version of the Bible, right, was rewritten. King James paid somebody to rewrite it, okay? Now, if you go back to, like, the 1700s, there's no Israel on the map. It's all Palestine and Canaan, right?
Right.
So who put Israel in the Bible? Or are they talking about Jacob, who was sometimes referred to the father of the land? Somehow his land is called Israel, or he was sometimes called Israel. So is Israel in that context referring to Jacob? Or who put Israel in the Bible? Because if they were just become a state in 1947 or 46.
Right. So these are the questions we want to leave people with. We are running out of time. I want you to tell people how they can get your book and watch your documentary.
So if you go to Amazon, my book is called Parasites Inside Me. It is a double play on words because I am also referring to the allopathical medical industrial complex as well as physical parasites. So on Amazon, Parasites Inside Me. If you want to watch the documentary called Controlled by Parasites, again, this is a double play on words. We're bringing you into the CDC in Fort Detrick, and we've got Dr. Judy Mikovits and Dr. Brian Artis and Dr. Leslie Pierce teaching us all how this came to be. They're in our vaccinations. Why are they in our vaccinations? If you go to parasitesinsideme.com, on the landing page, underneath my picture, the first icon link, it says Controlled by Parasites. Click on it. It'll take you to Vimeo.
So now why are they in the jabs?
Well, that's a good question. They are in the jabs. We call them proteins. The CDC has given several different names to different vectors and different parts of the parasite, and they put them in our vaccination.
To create, what was that, antigens?
Antigens. Now, what part are they putting in us? Are they putting the larvae, or are they putting an egg in us? What stage are they putting into the vaccination that is going to create an antigen in our body and then lay dormant until your immune system is triggered? And then it's going to come out of dormancy, and then you've got a problem. So it can lay dormant for 40 years.
Well,
right, so I can see what happens.
I think that's why we're seeing these turbo cancers, these myocarditis, and all the side effects from taking this jab are probably because of the parasites, weakening the body even more. Man comes up with this great idea that we all need to have a jab, put more chemicals in this body, which now we think about is pretty insane. But worse than that, we've been giving it to our children. They start even with babies. And now it's time to take our power back and inform with your book. I've got to get a copy of your book. I'm going to order that as soon as I can. And I want everybody, please, to get Carrie's book to be more informed about this topic. because we cannot afford to be ignorant any longer. The demons are working all over the place. They're all over the world, and we are witnesses to the worst demonic activity that's going on in Gaza. I don't see anything worse to witness than what we see every day, or whether it's TikTok or YouTube, about the heartless, evil plan to mobile on, as they call it. That's my passion, is to inform people about what's going on and then make choices. It's all, isn't it about choices, Carrie? We can choose to take better care of this body.
Yes, it's about choices. It's about being educated. It's about self-educating. You can't just rely on somebody else to give you the information. Get on that internet. Start researching things. Start researching in the way you have to get the keywords right. You know, diabetes and parasites, and read every single study related to that. And then diabetes, or you know, another disease, and parasites. And then change up your verbiage. Just play with it to get those keywords right. You will trip on studies that you never ever thought that you would. I know that the CDC is working hard to remove studies, but we've got to get people educated. And when they educate themselves and they learn something, please take the time to teach somebody else. We've got to spread it like wildfire. We are all connected, and we have all got to start relying on each other and teaching each other what the truth is. And those who are sensitive, get over it. Learn how to accept information without being offended.
And that is why your near-death experience was not a completion, and you didn't have to go to paradise. You had to come back here and fight this battle with us. I say, you know, I always say people who have near-death experiences, if they don't come back, they're blessed. There's paradise, no more pain, no more suffering. But when you have a divine assignment like you have, and I have, and so many others, we just strengthen up, grit our teeth, and keep researching and keep taking better and better care of this temple. Because if we neglect this temple, then our testimony will be not one of victory and health and strength, but it will be, I'm suffering, I'm in pain. And that's why we have to read books like yours and build this temple, so that we don't have to spend as much time with the pain and the suffering. So yeah. Any final words? We're over time, but I'm glad we have spent just this time.
I tell you, you know, I've really enjoyed your show.
Thank you, dear.
Yeah, I really have. I loved it. You're great. Your viewers are great. I love the open-mindedness of your viewers, and I'm really excited about that. I hope that they all learn something. I hope that they continue to dive in and learn and keep teaching. Teach your children, teach your neighbors, anybody who will hear you. Just keep teaching, because we have to save our children from suffering.
Yeah.
And when you read my book and you understand the magnitude of the suffering I endured, the gaslighting I endured, you will understand why this is such a hot topic for me. It's our children, our grandchildren are going to suffer extremely bad if we don't stop it now.
That's right. That's right. And I'm all about doing what I do for my grandchildren. The adults, I take them and leave them. It's like I've got to strengthen.
Yeah.
I've got to keep my power. I realize that now. I can't give my power away to people who aren't willing to change, to people who don't see this vision that we have to help our grandchildren and give them the truth. So, I love you, Sister Carrie. We're gonna have to have tea.
I'm gonna send you Dr. Pooch. Do you know who he is?
No.
Okay. He is a rap artist. He's an author. He's created a series of 12 books. He's got another series coming out. It's about food and your health. I believe he's doing one on parasites for the little people. But you might want to have him on because he is phenomenal.
Oh, okay.
He's even got some rap songs about parasites.
Okay.
Well, I'll send you his information.
Great.
So,
all right.
You know, he would be a great addition to your show because you're all about the good food and holistic healing.
Absolutely. And I have another show on Friday morning, Health and Wellbeing with Viola, so he can do Sunday night. I'm glad that even though you couldn't make it on Monday or Friday morning, Sunday evening is usually open for most people. So that's what we do, give you options here. We don't want to.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, my sister. We've got to have tea or lunch or something soon.
Absolutely. Yes. We're neighbors. We can do this.
All right. So tomorrow, everybody, don't forget to join us on the Female Solution with Zelda, our Monday morning mindfulness host. She's going to have the dynamic duo, Patricia Tyson and Char, share their musical genius. Ooh, I love that. For Women's History, Her Story Month on Monday. So join her tomorrow morning. So we're going to say goodbye to our Blog Talk Radio family with some closing. Oops, we went off there. Let's see. At the studio. Let's see, we're back in the studio. Let's see if I can play this song. I think we're back. Thank you, ending. Here we go. All right.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, xiexie. India, zanyaba. Japan, arigato. Korea, kamsahamnida. Russia,
kamsahamnida.
Spasiba. Germany,
spasiba.
Danke. Poland,
danke.
Jeongkujung.
Annyeong.
Merci.
Spain. Merci beaucoup.
Gracias. Italy.
Gracias.
Grazie. Egypt.
Grazie.
Shukran. Ghana.
Shukran.
Madasi.
Nigeria. Madasi.
Eshe. South Africa. Ngiyabonga. Senegal.
Bonga.
Geret.
Geret.
Kenya. Asante. Israel. Okay. Toda. Pakistan.
Toda.
Shukriya. Afghanistan.
Shukriya.
Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, Shukran.
Shukran.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank
and
you.
My yogi
and may peace be
there.
Upon you
Namaste.
And the mercy of God and God
Nam and aloha, aloha. This is in Hawaii. Stand strong, stand strong. We're with you and we send you lots of love. Everybody have a great week. And shine your light.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.